A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, March 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion worth of diamonds.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 13860 and 15460 clear shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Tingakhangela thina lokho esikuthi ngesilungu i-national budget iyehluleka ukufika ku $4 billion anje. Kodwa indlela umdala akhulume ngayo ukuthi ubekhuluma ngani kuyinhlekisa ukulahleka kwe $15 billion imali efisuka ngapi kumadamu zokutshengisela ukuthi vele akala ndaba lomuntu akasela ndaba lozulu weZimbabwe.
Today it is an understatement. We could see at one stage company Yema Soldier means Anjin. Yema Soldier, we could see Mashi orders Angari, company Yeti China, and Tengisa, Shemauto, even Noringo, Yema Soldier, Imuno. Could you make company visit Yeti? DMT, Diamond Mining Company, Bada, Kamadu, that's the Marine Resources Private Limited, Vetem DC and their shareholder. But Mu Anjin, Vetem DC and their shareholder.
Are you saying the ZANU PF campaign cost $15 billion? That would be nonsensical, of course. Then comes the issue of collective responsibility. The cabinet set every Tuesday. So it's everybody's responsibility. This speculation that this securecrat or that one diamond that did that, it's. Come on, it's speculation and really political grandstanding. It has nothing to do with the facts on the ground. The facts on the ground is the country experienced some grand theft of its resources.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the missing $15 billion.
President Robert Mugabe claims that at least $15 billion was scattered off Zimbabwe's coffers from diamond proceeds. Could be a classic case of a thief reporting themselves to the police, an influential James Lobby group, Global Witness, has said. In a statement, a Global Witness said, Mr. Mugabe's admission made during his 92nd birthday interview early this month vindicated calls for reforms in the sector that the veteran ruler has rebuffed for over the years.
Opposition parties are also calling on President Robert Mugabe to step down, saying that the alleged pillaging of the funds was done under his watch. Mines Minister Walter Chidakwa told Parliament yesterday that he is going to investigate the alleged looting of diamonds to determine the quantity and also the value of the diamonds that were allegedly looted.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Ongu hama wadiwa nasi tukudzo kira zvakare kwa chiadzgo oko. Tichida kunzwisisa kuti chii chakaitika pa mari irikunzi yakango tsakatika. Makambani ariku anga achichera mangoda iko kwakazomiswa nehurumende anonzi anga siri kufambisa zvinhu zvakanaka. Asi vamwe varikubvunzawo kuti ko sei iyo hurumende yanga yakarara nezamukanwa. Nekuti hurumendewo yanga ine zvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana kana kuti 50% makambani ose iwayo. Nekudaro vanhu varida kunzwisisa kuti zvakafamba sei. Iko zvino hurumende yakuti makambani ese akubatanidzwa yoita kambani imwe chete ichishanda nehurumende vachiti ndozviri kuitwawo kwakaita sekunana Botswana. Asi vanhu vari kubvunza mubvunzo iri kupi mari yedu Gibbs?
Ye kunjalo ke Blessing vekakuhleke indaba yetu namhlanje. Ye zvino kana ndaba lingalithona njani lapha likhona khona ngapha ngemakaya tina ngapha siyaphila sibili. Ye udaba esixoxa ngalo namhlanje sikhala khonoko okwamadayimani. Sizule ke umongameli Robert Mugabe sithi 15 billion kukanya kula bantu abayichaya lesikhewini. So uthi iZimbabwe yona yathola kuphela okuyingcosana 2 billion eyangena ke esambeni sikahulumende. Soke kotu zuru ya kuluma, sizule ke People's Democratic Party, isiti umnumzana Mugabe kumela chai panzi. Lalaba be MTC, laba bacho njalo, uzo buya le MTC kukula ngube layo, ya konona civility. Uweza kala kula ngale imarange, akulunganga. Yes, kulume labanyo abakuzanu PF, abati labo, basola kakulu, ngakono kukwenza kalayo. So abantu banengi bathi akubotshwe abantu abatshontsha imali le. So sunukuzwa ngani ke Zulu ukuthi kambe lanithini likubona njani ukuthi imali eZimbabwe yapho kunyamalala nje kumbe yangena ezikhwameni zabantu. Siyakwazi ukuthi phela izikhwama zabanye azange zibhoboke kodwa zagcina zinona phela. So kathesi yini ukuthi likhulume. Nasi nombolo 001 202 619 2077. Yeah, Kulman says also.
Of course, for those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And Gibbs, I understand we have two of our guests. First, we have Mr. Farai Magu, Director of the Zimbabwe Center for Natural Resources Governance. Mr. Magu, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm very well.
Thank you
very much. I hope you guys are fine.
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.
And we are also being joined by Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic commentator. Mr. Ngwenya, an apologetic liberal economist. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Thank you very much. Gentlemen, how are you?
We are doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, let's start with you, Mr. Maku. So the diamonds were looted. That's what the president said. And he said, you know, 15 billion, that appears to be huge sums of money. Who took this money? Who stole it? Or maybe we're here to get the actual number, I mean, amount of money that was allegedly looted.
I'm sorry, I think I missed you somewhere along the way.
Yeah, yes, so the question is, who actually looted this money? Can we trace and see exactly where this money went to?
Yeah, I think we have indications as to who looted the money. first of all, the government was a major shareholder, and we have a very strong military presence in Marange, both in terms of the companies that were mining, which are subsidiaries of the army, companies like Mach Bronze. Mm-hmm. And we also have the Commander-in-Chief of Zimbabwe's Defense Forces, who is President Robert Gabriel Mugabe, who also facilitated the issuance of the mining licenses to these companies. We also have the then Minister of Defense, Emmerson Mnangagwa, who also personally pushed for the military takeover of Marange in 2009. And I believe he also facilitated the entry of military subsidiaries into these joint ventures with foreign companies in the name of the MDC. So the silence of these people when the looting was taking place clearly shows that they knew where the money is going. And also the fact that the president has announced that 15 billion was stolen and he does not follow up to ensure that those people responsible are brought to book clearly shows that he knows who looted the money. We also have the former Vice Minister, Obet Mpofu, who has become one of the richest men in the country, is one of the chief suspects in that he also facilitated in the illegal licensing of these companies in Marange. So all we need is the Zimbabwe Republic Police and the Anti-Corruption Commission to be given the freedom to investigate and prosecute the perpetrators of these economic crimes in Marange.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much, Mr. Magugu, and do stay on the line. Let's turn to Mr. Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, the Minister of Mines, Mr. Walter Chidakwa, promised the Parliament yesterday and to quote him, he said they were going to do a forensic audit, a term that Zimbabwean politicians are very fond of. Is anything going to be recovered, or are we ever going to, as members of the public, get access to whatever investigation would have done? Because we have had many audits that have been carried out, and the results were never released.
Absolutely. You know, these journalist people basically are hypocrites. You know, we've been chasing many red herrings and stories for many, many reasons. This is what rocket science, gentlemen. I mean, Farah Magu has already mentioned clearly that the specific institutions that are responsible for monitoring this diamond mine, mining activity. We even had an officer commanding Marika Len who was there. We had the Minister of Mines open. If a single digit is bolted on a standard document for the involved in MGC member of parliament or minister, you will be arrested and then investigation done afterwards. We are specific individuals and institutions. Operating board was there, you know, the MDC, Minerals Marketing Corporation. So what kind of, there is no need for the forensic audit, because Mugabe is already, casting there. He has already said $15 billion was stolen. So there is no need for the audit. It is important for the rules of justice to be applied. The thing that I was using to conduct meeting in earlier on, talking about the thing that the process, and individuals that were giving him some information and the kind of documents that he has, which evidence that denied the diamonds were being looked at and Mugabe was watching. So we are taking care of this hypocrisy. If Chidakwa wants to appease the people of Zimbabwe, these people like Opo and company should be locked up and investigating done as the Zimbabwe justice. Because in Zimbabwe, we are locked up and investigating the done later.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Do stay on the line. Regai timboende kuvateereri toonanga kuSouth Africa kuna vamurere makadi.
Makadi bo mukoma.
Kuri nani zvako? Kuri sei Johnny?
KuJohnny kunonga kuri nani tirikungotambudzika tirimo.
Haiwa, chero muri kushanda zviri nani hazvi hanzi kurembera kuri nani pane kudonha.
Tiri kutongodzidzisa vana vari kutotora madhigirii tichingodaro.
Aiwa, zvinokudzwa. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu panyaya yemangoda iri mudariro iyi.
Nyaya yemangoda mukoma inofanira kusungwa vamupofu navamugabe dapaine matare mahombe hombe ngavasungwe vanhu vakapa mari ende vanhu vari kushupika munyika vari kutora mari dzemangoda vachibhenga kuna vana South Africa vachiita maachesi kune dzimwe nyika asi vanhu vachitambudzika munyika. Saka kana paine vanhu vane vanogona kutonga nyaya idzi vanhu ava ngavatatambe navo ngavasungwe vadzore mari nyika isimuke ende MDC ngaiende pachigaro isunge vanhu ava vanhu vatinetsa vanhu ava imbavha.
Aiwa, tinenge tisingadi hedu kuti vanhu imbavha vamureri vasati vaenda kumatare. Tinenge tichingoti vanofungidzirwa kuti vakaba matare ndo anozotaura kudaro. Asi semaonero enyu kuri kuti mari yemangoda yakashandiswa zvakanaka, dei Zimbabwe yasvikawo padanho ripi munyaya dzezveupfumi muchitarisawo nezvamuri kuona kuSouth Africa?
Aiwa, ingadai Zimbabwe South Africa kubva makare kare mukoma yanga iri pasi peZimbabwe. Asi iye zvinezvi Zimbabwe ndiyo yapa zero pane nyika kufananidza navana Botswana vana Mozambique. Asi nepamusana zvichikonzerwa nekuti kuna vanhu vari gridhi vano vakadzinga varungu raiti hatinei nazvo ndizvovaita vakatora mapurazi vakatadza kuashandisa ngoda yacho vakadzinga vanhu vaichera ivo vakapinda ivo vachipinda makipa avo vachienesa mayadhi vanhu vachiswera vachipepeta kutsvaka ngoda vachipa ngoda izvozvo. Iwana mupofu wane mapurazi kwese uko wane kutora manational park aawo vachiita zvavanoda asi three quarters zvevanhu venyika vari kushupika vanhu vashoma ndovobhenefita nyika ndo vakarwa wega hondo here nyika iyo. zvinotirwadza mukoma nyangwe tichitambudzika asi zvinotirwadza nemafungiro hatina zvatinoita because tiri kugara munhapwa chete
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamurere nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
mugare muchindibata mukoma vanhamba izvozvo napavanzvadzi vangu ava ndine zvichemo zvakati wandei
aiwa tinokufonerai
ndatenda baba
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs, you heard from Mr. Murere there saying that he's not very happy with the way the current government is doing its business, and he's saying if that money had been utilized, Zimbabwe would have gone far in terms of maybe infrastructure development and other things.
What is this we're placing? Mnumzana Ndlovu, osecungani ututeni. Eh baba Ndlovu, ungawutshona njani? Nyachona ngapho usegoli kumbe usezimba
usezimba
kunjani zimba baba
namhla kanye lokuthi ngana wokuba batsananga
ye ungathini ke ngakhona kokwenzakalayo kula ngale emarangi uyehlise lo msakazo wakho kwezeli sikuzokudla
hayi
yehlise ube sikhuluma baba
abale amagama mina mbona upresident uzakukhuluma ngayo uvele usekwazi yikho nje seyifaka kuzulu but okunye okuhluphayo ukuthi vele yona iphambeni ezana ngelizivokhekhezi ngoba bakwazi ukuthi vele kwahamba njani and upresident mayekhuluma ukuthi kule report siphele efikileyo kuze njengobana le mali eseyiqambe ethi yi-15 billion lapha ndizama ukuthi kule ngangizimbono eminye ethi kumele kube ne-commission of inquiry iyena upresident ulayo iripoti kudala nga kule nyathelo lokuthi abantu babotshwe sekumele kusukele kuye phela
ukuthi kubotshwe yena kuqala
angitsholo nje ukuthi yena ngokwakhe nxa kuyukuthi kutshontshwe imali engawe enguye okhangeleyo njengohulumende kube mele avume ukuthi lapha upolitisile eze acela uxolo ebantwini lena beseyidinga-ke nabo abajontshileyo
kodwa ukuthi bangakwenza yini khonokho
hayi kwenzeukuthi mina angeke izibophe ihulumende ezana athi ukwenzakale ngaphansi kwabo uhulumende wabo siyakhala sizo ukuthi siyabe sifisa ukuthi ngakuba ne-justice but lapha siyakhala but asinamandla ukuthi singenza njani ukuze indaba lento ngizo
ye kodwa ubona zani kodwa ungatholakala yini imali yangikhona ukuthi yahamba njani wona ngombona wakho nxa ugangena
mina ngangukhangena ngibona ngani kuzadinga ukuthi kumede kube lo munye uhulumente ozangena abe sekudingisiswa hatshi lo khona
hhayi kuyazwakala mntu omdala sibongile kakhulu
hayi nami ngibongile ukungena ehlelweni lena
ye sibongile kakhulu Ndlovu so that was Mr. Ndlovu you know he's saying the president appears to have a lot of information about this issue, and so you should have a very big say in it, you know. And then maybe commission, you have a commission of inquiry, and maybe apologize to the nation, and then start arresting, sending police to pick up people here and there. So he says the president really is the person who has to answer mostly about this.
Let's go back to Mr. Magu. Mr. Magu, are you at all surprised by all that is happening now? Because I understand at one time when you tried to alert Zimbabweans that diamonds were being looted, you were actually arrested.
Yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think the problem is bigger than Marange. It's a mindset. This is a looting government. And it's only that it's Marange that is on the focus, but everywhere where there is extraction of minerals in Zimbabwe, the money is not going to treasury. It's benefiting the ruling military elites. And President Mugabe has allowed this cronyism to flourish. He is well aware there is nothing that is done behind his back. He is actually using resources to control the ruling elites. He has allowed them to do as they please, as long as they pay allegiance to him. So regarding Marange, we have been saying this for the past
6-7 years that there is looting that is taking place in Marange. We had evidence from workers. We had evidence from the artisanal miners. We also had evidence from researchers who had helped to track Zimbabwe's diamonds to many other countries where the diamonds were being illicitly exported to. And the government remained quiet. What was just interesting to me is that President Mugabe never uttered a word when the looting was at its peak, only for him to emerge now when he knows that the diamonds are safely stored somewhere. And he has made his political deals with China to come and loot, and they've exhausted the diamonds. Then he comes and says, 15 billion has been looted. So to me, that's half-hearted. And it doesn't show a statesman who is serious to develop his country. It's like it's a criminal, it's a looting government, and something has to be done to stop this.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, we are going to be going to the next one. We are going to be going to the next one. We are going to be going to the next one. We are going to be going to the next
one.
So according to Mr. Ngwenya, you know, the president cannot be arrested as per the constitution right now, even if some people are calling for that. But he says, you know, people must go for those that are actually suspects. Sikesizwe ke uloba nkona pho icwe.
Tina mkoma Joe kuBotswana, makadi mkoma Joe.
Ngari.
Ai watiri nanti pho pfungwa dzenyu mkoma Joe, tikutaura nenyaya yeMariani tsai.
Nyaya yeMariani tsai mkoma Blessing ya tavane nguva tawane zvayo nyaya kubva kudhara vanhu vachinzwa kuti madiamond ari kubiwa. Saka vanhu vandinoziva vanoziva nyaya mukati mazvo president iwo pachavo vanoziva mai mujuru naObet Mpofu unogona kutaura zvakanaka nekuti nguva yacho yakura anga ari minister of mines aripo anoziva zvakaitika zvese saka apa chandinoona ndechekuti vamugabe vava kuona kuti vanenge vakatsotsewa nerimwe divi vari kufunga kuti vavaidya navo vakavatsotsa uyezve vanogona kuda kudero iri imwe nzira yekuda kutora mai mujuru kuti vagone kuva kuvharira kuvavhiringidza panyaya yepolitics kuti ndivo vakatora madiamond vakashandisa zvavakashandisa asi ivo vachizivavo vanozivana pachavo havangobudisi president havana kutaura nyaya iyo chete asi kuti vanoziva kuti chii chakaitika chokwadi chose vanacho asi vanoda kutinzwa chete toti kudii su ivo ngavataure vanozivana
asi kuBotswana muri kuona here mari iri kushandiswa zvakanaka here yemangoda iri kubatsira upfumi
Mare Mangoda haina mashandisirwo aya iri kuitwa zvakanaka nguma Blessing mukaona isu kutiza kubva kuuya kuBotswana kudai kutsvaka kurarama tiri kutiza nhamo kuZimbabwe nguma Blessing
ndiri kuti koikoko kuBotswana
kuziva kwairi kuisiwa hazvisi kuonekwa kuti zvacho zviri kufamba sei
ko kuBotswana kunombobuda nyaya dzekuti zvinhu zvabiwa here kana kuti upfumi hwavo unenge uri kufamba zvakanaka
dziri kubuda nyaya dzekutaurwa Zimbabwe upfumi hwayo huri kuramba kufamba zvakanaka mari dziri kubiwa nhau izoti tikuziva dziri kubudawo nekuno kuBotswana tiri kudziverenga kumapepa nhau nemumwe chitibatsa pastudio 7 muri tiri kuzvizwa nyaya dzacho dziri kubuda kuti mari haisi kushandiswa zvakanaka hurumete mukupa Blessing
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ngoma Joel nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndatoita nguva Blessing
Joy is in Botswana, like many Zimbabweans, and he's saying the reason why they are in neighbor countries is simple. Zimbabwe is not performing well economically. And you can maybe classify some Zimbabweans as economic refugees, but he's saying this is a case that is really troubling him. And he says, of course, the buck stops with Mr. Mugabe.
Before I go to Tamu Masego, Blessing. There are some messages on Facebook. So what in Bali? O kutunya zweke ngosakile ne uti imali engaka yena owayekhangele ngezimali ukhangele ngezimali wayengakuboni kumbe wayelala yini emsebenzini ephonga uhola nje mahala bona abazatholwa beyidlile imali bazatshiswa ngani imali engaka yayimele incede uZulu odubekayo eZimbabwe. Uhulumende ke weZanu PF uthini ngalokho? Kuzobuya ke uOpet la uyabhala lapha. Uthi kulahleka kwemali engaka lokhu kutshengisela kamhlophe ukuthi kunengi okwenzakala embusweni kaPresident uRobert Mugabe. Futhi kubonakala ukuthi kahle kahle kunengi esingakwaziyo okwenzakala ngaphakathi embusweni wakhe. So ke ngabantu bakhuluma lapha. So what Sakile was saying is that, you know, who was actually in charge of this kind of business? Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, there should be somebody who is answerable. Mm-hmm. But those that are going to be found guilty, what is going to happen to them? Mm-hmm. And what is the ZANU-PF government saying about it? And then with Obed saying, there's a lot that is happening within ZANU-PF, which people may not know. So these people are very concerned. So, okay, sibe siya kumnum ZANU-TAMU, umaseko, babamaseko, kunjani? Ukhona ecingweni baba Maseko?
Yebo, ngikhona
ngithi. Hello, baba Maseko unjani?
Ngikhona njani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila ngizwa.
Uyangizwa
wena? Yeah, ngiyakuzwa. So telephone ni yakho ukachana kwefoni. Ukachana Maseko. Yeah, khuluma ngizwe.
Yebo. Yithi for mina ne ngizoqala ngithi lento mele sibele from that perspective here.
Ifoni yakho Maseko ngani isabalele kakhulu. Sondela efonini baba, sondela.
Uyazwakala manje?
Yeah, uyazwakala. Khuluma ke baba.
Okay, lento mele siqale ngeri.
Yeah, yeah, kubeka sizwe phela. Hayi, wathi sikufonele back Maseko. Ifoni yakho iyahlupha. Wathi sikufonele baba, wathi sikufonele. Yes, samfonele Maseko, ifoni yakho iyahlupha.
Regaiti dzokere kuna vamaguhu. Vamaguhu humbo huchiripo here wekuti zvinhu zvingadai zvakafambiswa sei kana kuti hapasi sina?
Ndofunga panokwanisa kubatanidza humwe humbowo. Pane zvimwe zvinhu zviri pachena. Semuenzaniso mukatarisa Auditor General ane ripoti yake yakabuditsa ndofunga muna 2018. Isa mangwe ma discrepancies arimo semuenzaniso totarisa zvakaita se pane mari dzaishandiswa kuattenda Kimberley process meeting. Muripoti imomo munoratidza kuti pakashandiswa about $500,000 per trip. That's half a million dollars. And ku ndege kukwira ndege tomboti munhu ari kuenda kuAmerica, you need about $2,000 return. Kotiwo accommodation for one person, the whole trip, it should not cost more than $5,000. But we have that information by the government itself. Kozotiwo totarisa madiscrepancies ari between statistics the Kimberley process ne statistics the MMCZ. Hazvisi kuwirirana. Zvinhu zvatinogona kushandisa izvozvo kubvunza kuti sei madiamonds akadhiclarewa neKimberley process akawanda kudarika madiamonds ari kudhiclarewa neMMCZ. Saka that's the official documents. Kozotiwo unofficial documents that we can use to track, for example, madiamonds aitengeswa nguva yeZimbabwe yanga isikutenderwa kutengesa madiamonds neKimberley process between 2009 and 2011. Izvozvo pakabuditswa madiamonds ari worth billions of dollars zvisina Kimberley process statistics. Saka zvinenge zvaakudawo kushandisa other investigative methods to find out that information and we can stitch it together.
Rambai muri parunare va ngwenya, please do stay on the line. And also Mr. Magu, do you have a call?
Yeah, mnumzana tamu Maseko ubambe kona punga ka chance yavo yakuwe baba.
For our radio listeners, unfortunately it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voa.com and press on live talk, and we'll also post this discussion on our Facebook page. This is Blessing Zulu,
and I'm Kips Dube saying stay tuned.